Spotlight. This is Akashvani. In the program Spotlight, now we bring you a discussion on key outcomes of SCO Summit and PM's visit to China. The participants are Professor Srikanth Kondapalli, International Affairs Expert, and Deeksha Saxena, Akashvani Correspondent.
The Shanghai Cooperation Summit came to a close today. The world leaders congregated in Tianjin, China for the SCO Summit. The developments were keenly being tracked in India as well, as Prime Minister Narendra Modi attended the summit. At this global forum, he delivered a powerful message on several issues, but one of the most important points was none other than terrorism. To discuss more on the key outcomes and Prime Minister's visit to China, tonight I'm joined by Professor Srikanth Kondapalli. Professor Kondapalli, welcome to Akashvani News.
Thank you very much for having me on the show.
Professor Kondapalli, before we dive deep into this discussion, I would want you to explain this to us first. Why is this year's SCO Summit so important, and why is the global spotlight on this mega event?
Number one, the 26 leaders have participated in this. This is very significant. Number two, there is a global strategic situation which is in fluid condition in the background of the conflict between Russia and Ukraine, between Israel and Palestine, between Israel and Iran, and in the ongoing energy prices which are rising and affecting all the global south countries. There is also the terrorism issue. There is technological disruptions that are happening, like the AI or blockchain technology, the issues related to 3D printing, Internet of Things, drone technologies, electric vehicles, and others. In the light of these cataclysmic developments across the globe, there is the focus on Shanghai Cooperation Organization Summit meeting in Tianjin, where China has spectacularly displayed several AI-based systems as well as the connectivity related. It also attracted nearly 3,000 media personnel from across the globe. And it is also significant because the Trump administration for the past more than 3 months had imposed tariffs on almost all countries and sanctions intensified with Russia. This has created a lot of uncertainty, and economic growth rates are projected to be just around more than 2% at the global level, which means that contraction in the economic growth rates would mean a lot of unemployment and loss of savings, industrial output, supply chain disruptions. These are consequences which the summit meeting also had discussed. So it is significant that there has been a number of issues that were raised, but it is also significant from an Indian perspective, given the 50% tariffs that the Trump administration imposed on India, and India in terms of maintaining its 7.4% growth rate this first quarter. In order to maintain, India has to approach various countries, including the SCO countries. There are now 10 members in the SCO. All of them participated in the summit meeting. So there is the Indian approach to these countries so that it can maintain growth rates, it can maintain strategic autonomy, it can also address some of the security issues that we have seen in recent times, like the Pahalgam terror attacks and the India-Pakistan conflict. So these are the major significant aspects of the summit meeting in Tianjin.
Professor Kondapalli, you rightly pointed out how India was also at the center stage, and Prime Minister Narendra Modi, while addressing the event, shared India's vision and policy towards the SCO. He mentioned that it is built on three key pillars: security, connectivity, and opportunity. So let's listen to him first as he defines each one of them.
Atankwad, Algaonwad, aur Atiwad badi chunautiyan. Atankwad sirf kisi desh ki suraksha hi nahi, बल्कि पूरी मानवता के लिए एक साझा चुनौती है.
Moving on, Professor Kondapalli, how significant is the thrust on terrorism, separatism and extremism in Prime Minister's speech? And also, how does it align with India's staunch and tough approach on terrorism now?
The Shanghai Five, which became from 1996, it became Shanghai Cooperation Organization in 2001. Since then, the charter of the SCO mentions about the separatism, extremism and splitism, three evils as they used to call, and there is a organization called RATS, Regional Anti-Terrorist Structure. And in addition to this, there is the peace mission exercises, which included the SCO member states armed forces are invited to conduct these counter-terrorism exercises. The Indian DGMO, Director General of Military Operations, sends one colonel-level officer to these exercises. And these are very useful because in the case of India's national security, there is the mention of cross-border terrorism as the main security challenge for India. In that context, the SEO is regarded to be a bulwark against the terrorism aspects, counter-terrorism related issues. Financing the 1267 committee in the United Nations Security Council on the Al-Qaeda committee, the proscription of the terrorists based in different parts of the world, their travel, their bank accounts, all these are proscribed under these laws in the international system. And that is conducive for India because India has this counter-terrorism as the main aspect of its national security. So it's very relevant for India from its own national security strategy. And every effort that we make in the SEO regarding counterterrorism will lead to fulfilling of the national security objectives by India. Connectivity. Prime Minister mentioned about the INSTC, International North-South Transport Corridor, which Russia, Iran, India have jointly undertaken, and a lot of progress has also been achieved. Connectivity leads to more trade, which would benefit the Indian economic growth rate, specifically in terms of importing energy resources, also exporting merchandise to the Eurasian countries if these transportation networks are completed. There is the Chabahar port that India had helped form, construct in Iran. There is also the effort that India is making in Sabang in Indonesia for the port construction and other infrastructure development activities that India is conducting. So connectivity is important because you can maintain your economic growth rates by exchanging goods and services. So this is one major.
Prime Minister also spoke about the importance of connectivity, as you have also mentioned it. Let's listen to what Prime Minister said.
मजबूत कनेक्टिविटी से केवल व्यापार ही नहीं बल्कि विश्वास और विकास के द्वार भी खुलते हैं। हमारा मानना है कि कनेक्टिविटी के हर प्रयास संप्रभुता और क्षेत्रीय अखंडता का सम्मान होना चाहिए। यही एससीओ चार्टर के मूल सिद्धांतों में भी विदित है।
Prime Minister mentioned about the opportunity because today, with given the geopolitical changes after the Trump administration has come into power, the uncertainty, etc. So SEO provides you with the opportunity to expand both in terms of the multipolarity, which the SEO also stands for, counterterrorism, energy security, and bilateral economic and trade related matters can be addressed through these. There is also a mention by the Prime Minister on reform, perform and transform, which is again from an Indian perspective, as India is now initiating a number of economic reforms, specifically in terms of the infrastructure projects, environmental issues, labor laws and many other areas. In the light of these and with these reforms, second tranche of reforms, we wish to maintain those 7% growth rates, and if we maintain that, then we double up our GDP and add at least $5 more trillion into our GDP and become the third largest economy by 2027. So this is very significant for India, the meeting as such. But I think from a crucial Indian success, diplomatic success point of view, the mention of Pahalgam attacks on April 22nd this year is significant.
In fact, Professor Kundapalli, your answer brings me to my next question. And very briefly, I would like you to explain. As you mentioned, the Pahalgam was in the declaration, and Prime Minister also made a mention, a significant one, in the SEO summit, with Pakistan being in the same room. So what kind of approach is it representing, India's approach to terrorism now?
I think this is a very significant declaration, recognizing the terrorist incidents. After COVID, the terrorists are trying to recruit through online process and other innovative ways to expand terrorism. So in the light of the SEO efforts on counterterrorism, the Indian national interests now are aligned with the SEO national interests on this issue of counterterrorism, and the wider recognition that all forms of terrorism need to be addressed. While previously there were selective ways of addressing terrorism, by some member states of the SEO, and with the conflict that ensued after the Pahalgam attacks in the India-Pakistan context. The mention about Pahalgam is a major event in the SEO, because previously the Prime Minister mentioned in the Qingdao meeting in 2018 about terrorism, about the connectivity related to the CPEC projects as violative of the sovereignty of India. But these have not cropped up in the joint statement, in the SEO joint statement. So this time, however, due to the diplomatic work that India had done extensively among the member states of the SEO, specifically, I think Russia's role has been very significant in pushing this angle. And finally, we have the statement in relation to Pahalgam. For over a long period of time, India has been a victim of terrorism since the 1980s. And these have taken different forms. And an estimated 70,000 people were killed in the valley and outside Jammu and Kashmir. So this is a major problem for India from a national security perspective. And hence, I think there is now a convergence of interests on the counterterrorism. So that is a very significant move.
Professor Kondapalli, Prime Minister also proposed the creation of Civilizational Dialogue Forum under the SCO to share the richness of ancient civilization, literature and traditions. How important it is to bring together nations when it comes to people-to-people ties. These are the connecting factors. How important, in your opinion, is this?
The SEO since 2001 has been focusing mainly on the hard issues like counterterrorism, military CBMs, border issues, economic growth, energy pipelines. These are very hard issues, and it probably reflects to the some of the states in SEO which are post-Soviet republics, and many of them are authoritarian regimes. There is hardly democracy in many states, and hence the Prime Minister's mention about the civilizational perspective brings in a soft element. When India headed the SEO 2 years ago, a virtual summit meeting was held, and in this, the Indian side has proposed civilizational connect, Buddhist circuits, startups, innovation, and civil society, NGO groups. So this is a very soft approach, and the Prime Minister has called up for the SEO to be reformed from this point of view, and a bottom-up approach rather than a top-down approach that is practiced in the last 25 years in the SEO. If this proposal is accepted by the SEO member states, we will see possibly radical changes in the SEO format itself from the point of view of including people in this, people-to-people diplomacy, contacts, tourism, and other soft aspects. So I think this is a very significant suggestion flowing from the Indian chairpersonship of the SEO a couple of years ago.
And lastly, Professor Kondapalli, very briefly, your parting comments on Russian President Vladimir Putin proposed the members of the 10-nation SEO should sell joint bonds. How do you look that?
SEO is recently, many members of the SEO have recently joined the WTO, and their market economy status has been nascent. There are many restrictions in terms of trading with the SEO states, especially in Eurasian region and with Russia. And given the sanctions, there is so much of turmoil in the market. So in this background, the formation of bonds will create some kind of stability in the global currencies that is required given the stress that we have seen in terms of the US dollar becoming dominant, 56% of global exchange value. And the smaller states or the other states, say even for Russia, the sanctions have impacted on their economy. So I think this is a very good idea on creation of the bonds, so that we use these for the infrastructure projects. We use these for the stabilization of the currency of the many of the SEO states. So I think it is a good idea.
Thank you so much, Professor Kondapalli, for sharing your valuable time and giving us such deep insights on this very important summit which was held in China. Thank you for joining us on Spotlight tonight.
Thank you very much.
You were listening to a discussion on key outcomes of SEO summit and PM's visit to China. The participants were Professor Srikanth Kondapalli, international affairs expert, and Deeksha Saxena, Akashvani correspondent.
Spotlight.